Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis Season 2 is proudly sponsored by the industry-certified construction experts at ARS Construction. Let's face it, your property is ugly as f***. ARS Construction does it right, from roofing to exterior to all your interior needs. For a free roofing estimate, call now at 844-445-ROOF. That's 844-445-7663. Or visit advancedroofsys.com. That's advancedroofsys.com. ARS Construction, roofing and construction done right. Good day, investors. I'm Antonio Holman, founder of United States Real Estate Investor at UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com, and welcome to Real Estate Investing Success St. Louis Season 2, where I chat with successful real estate investors about the ins and outs and the ups and downs of the real estate investing industry right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Let's get into today's conversation. From impossible to improbable to now being inevitable, Joshua Weisler is a real estate investing success. So, Josh, you ready to talk real estate investing with me today?
Oh, I definitely am, sir.
All right, awesome. We're gonna make it happen. Okay, so before we get there, aside from your real estate investing world, tell us a little bit about your personal life.
Yeah, so it is May 2021. I just got married to my beautiful wife. We had been together for 7.5 years before we got married, engaged for about 6 of that. And I've got a 12-year-old daughter, and she has a 12-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old daughter. And we live full-time with her too, and then we get my daughter every other weekend. So if I'm not doing real estate and talking to people, doing podcasts, things like this, then I am hanging out with family. I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan. And then I'm working to develop and kind of get in line with some charities and stuff. So a bunch of things are in the works. But yeah, that's basically if I'm not doing real estate, I'm with my family and we're figuring out stuff to do and handling preteen girls. So I've also got 3 cats, 2 girls and a boy. So yeah, it's a full house most of the time. So
yeah. Sounds like it. So, in one word, what describes the reason why you got into real estate investing?
One word, my destiny is the only word that I can think of. How I got into real estate. Most people have these stories, but mine, I was watching Carlton Sheets at like 2 o'clock in the morning, 15, 16 years ago, didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was cutting power for Ameren at the time and was just constantly hating every day. And I saw his advertisement in like the middle of the night and I was like, I want to do real estate. Like, that sounds cool. That's the excitement, you know, and then it just kind of was a draw and I continually just kept going and, you know, worked and just, man, like thinking about it back then, it was just really, really kind of one of those things. Like, I had no idea what you're actually getting into, but it kind of called to me. So that's why I would say destiny. So
what's your favorite aspect about being a real estate investor?
My favorite aspect is the psychology behind how and why people do things. So I know when I started, it was like, hey, go out and do deals, go out and find deals, generate leads, drive for dollars, do all this stuff. And the more I got into it, the more I realized I wanted to not just do real estate deals, but I really wanted to help people move through. Because what I've experienced is most people want the things they want in life, whether it's to sell a house or it's to go on that vacation or it's do stuff, but they feel stuck. They feel like they can't move forward or there's something holding them back and they don't know why. And helping, what I always say is helping sellers move forward when they don't know how to is one of the greatest things I love about real estate. Our company, Grant Hickman Real Estate Advisors, we talk about empowering and educating families hit with life events. And it you know, that's been his vision for years. And for me, it just kind of fit. So that's really what I love about real estate, is helping people figure out and find ways to move forward that they didn't necessarily know that was available before. So.
All right. That's awesome. See, that's really the overall reasoning behind this whole platform that I'm working on. So this, everybody I've noticed, the majority of people, they give that same answer. And that's what makes this industry so good. It's so good, man.
Yeah. And what you'll find is the ones that are all about like the transaction and the art of the deal. And that's the other thing. Like, there's so many different ways to do real estate and make money on real estate and like profit and find ways to make money. Like, why wouldn't I want to do it and help people at the same time? Right. And there's nothing wrong with the other way of just, hey, hustle, grind, do it. I just choose not to do it that way. And right, so do a lot of other people.
So throughout your real estate investing journey, you know, nothing's ever perfect all the time. So what was that time when you felt most unsuccessful throughout that journey?
So there's been a couple times. Like, I've been doing this, like I said, 16 years, one way, shape or form. I was a realtor for 4 years. I worked at a title company for 3 years. For about the first 13 of it, I was trying to figure out exactly where I kind of fit. Actually, really, full honesty, about 15 till about last September, October. But I was having some successes. I was doing, I was selling airplane parts like 5 years ago, and then realized I really wanted to be a full-time investor. And I took that leap. I quit my 9-to-5 and I teamed up with a company that we were just strictly doing wholesale. And so when I didn't feel successful, like the first 13, 15 years was really just kind of like feeling out my place, kind of how to make money, you know, all those different magic pills that you think you find and you keep bumping your head against the wall. And then I realized like it had to be an internal journey. It had to be not just a matter of what I wanted on the back end, but who did I want to be in order to facilitate those results. I got connected with a group and we worked together for 2.5 years and it was awesome. And after about 2 years, we were bringing people on board, and I just, the visions and stuff kind of separated as far as the direction I wanted to head with the direction that company was heading, and we parted ways. And at that point, like, I would say that was probably when I felt the most lost. And when I say not successful, that's kind of what I equate not feeling like success, kind of feeling like you're aimless and wandering, not knowing where your vision is, not knowing which direction you're wanting to head. Because if you have that and it's clear, it will draw you to the future of that result, of that vision. But if you don't have that vision, you really just kind of are trying to throw stuff against the wall, seeing that what fits. And looking back on it, I would say that's when I felt the most unsuccessful, or like I wasn't getting traction in my business, because I just didn't know. I was trying to figure out who I was, and therefore figuring out who I was as an investor, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now, what's the one positive goal you're focused on in your REI business?
So right now, I shifted all of my... when I was with that other company, it was a lot of cold prospecting, driving for dollars, cold marketing, texting, the cold market. And what I realized last September, October is I wanted to do and create something that was more impactful and directly. So what I'm shifting into is a more networking, referral-based, warm market generation of leads. And that transition for me has been a new experience for sure. So while I feel successful, I am experiencing that kind of the new kid on the playground of like, oh man, this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. This is the new stuff. Like, this is a new muscle you have to build. So that's what I'm focusing on right now, is building out that network, like connecting with you, as well as, you know, just other people in the industry, and putting myself back out there. For the longest time, I was focused on like the transaction and like how to get more marketing out there and how to do all that stuff. And it's a shift in mentality now. Now I'm becoming the guy that like, hey, who do you know that knows somebody? Well, I want to be that guy now. And so building that network and building that identity is what I'm focusing on in my real estate.
Yeah. That's awesome. It took me forever to realize that, man. And like they always say, relationships are everything. It's totally true.
Yeah.
True.
one of my friends, I had lunch with him, not last week, but the week before, and his mentor, you know, multimillionaire, and we were talking, and he's big into crypto, and we started getting into that whole world. But the one phrase that he shared with me that stuck is relationships beat algorithms every time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that kind of stuck of like, oh yeah, that really makes sense. Cause like our cold marketing, like, I don't know if you're aware, text messaging is now being restricted heavily. Like those regulations will start coming more into play. And it's like, well, yeah, relationships, people don't put a lockdown on your relationships because it's, you build with people that you want to work with. So
yeah. Yeah. Which is, adding up to all the Zoom fatigue, as they call it right now. Everybody's losing it because they're so fed up with not being in person to network with real people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And for, you know, there's in our industry too, it's a people-based industry. It's a, yeah. No impactful sale, or in our case, you know, buying a house, is going to happen without an actual conversation, whether it might be via text, which that medium works better for some people, but still it's an interaction. It's an actual conversation. It's very rare you're going to have a start to finish transaction without some human interaction in it. So
what's your favorite technology you use in your business?
My favorite technology, I am just starting to use Airtables, which is a personal, I'm using it as a personal CRM, kind of like we talked about, mm-hmm. shifting from that cold marketing to that warm market and the referral based. It's more of a relationship manager as opposed to that customer relationship manager. So instead of the actual, like we've got technology and stuff for like managing leads, but this one is actually more about helping to maintain and facilitate relationships. So it's a new software, and it's the one that I'm geeking. I spent like an hour on it this morning, like managing my database and stuff like that. So it's new for me. I haven't really ever been that guy that likes to go in and manage like the data and keep everything up to date, but that's a new skill set I'm learning as well. So yeah.
What's your current portfolio look like these days?
So for me, my portfolio, I don't hold anything as of right now. We found my intention was to go into this year starting to hold my, I wanted to have 6 units by the end of the year, but we just found that with how this market is and how everything's going on. So I started conversations with my partner back in October. I ended up coming on board with him middle January, late January. And since then he actually had I think 16, 20 rental properties, but we've found with this market and the way it is, we're actually selling off. So I am not, mm-hmm. I don't have anything as far as what I'm holding. I am strictly working transactional, which is a shift for me as well, because I wanted to go more into rehabbing and rentals. But as we find with real estate investing, the market sometimes dictates more than anything else. And this market, 2020, is the craziest thing I've ever seen with Corona. So like we get ones where you'd think it'd be like a $10,000 wholesale. People pass on it. You end up listing it and end up like 24 hours having 15, 20 grand over list. Like it's crazy out there. So yeah, nothing being held as of right now. My plan when the market corrects is I will be picking up some rental properties on the very low. And I want some single family units as well as, quads. I'm looking to pick up some quads here in the next year or two.
So if people want to connect with you, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can go to joshuawiesler.com. That will take you to my page with the advisors, and then Facebook. I'm on Facebook and starting to get into Instagram. I've been doing that for a little while, not really serious, but we're going to start shifting some more into that. But as well as josh@greainvest.com would be the best places to reach me at.
All right. So since entering into the real estate investing world, what are you most grateful for?
Oh, that is a good question. What I'm most grateful for? I am most grateful for the people that I've met and the lessons that I've learned. Wanting to make this successful for me has really been about like managing, or not even managing, but learning to become more emotionally mature, learning to be more of a service-based person as opposed to like, how do I get the money? How do I get the transaction? What do I need to do? Learning that my success comes and with it doesn't mean I have to sacrifice anything. What it means is I actually get to be and focus on how do I have more? How do I have both? How do I get to have more money and sleep well at night? Because for the longest time, I didn't think that was possible. In regards to like, hey, I gotta like give away my soul to make money. Like, no, that's not actually the case. So yeah, just a matter of the, 15 years, like I know I'm a completely different person than I was when I started. So it's more about who I've become and what skill set I've learned through that process than necessarily what the actual process was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So before I hit you with the last question, just want to tell you thanks for being here. Glad you were able to make it on the show.
And yeah.
We'll do some good things later in the future, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So finally, last question is, what is your definition of real estate investing success?
My definition of real estate investing success is being able to help people, as we talked about our tagline earlier, empowering and educating families hit with life events while making a good living, successful, like whatever your definition of success is in regards to finances, all of that stuff, and having the peace of mind at the end of the day where you can put your head on the pillow at night and are just like, you know what, I helped people today and it feels good and I made money and we did deals and like we can have it all. Like that's what I believe real estate has done for us. Like definition of real estate investor success, that's it, being able to have it all.
Investors, I hope you've enjoyed my quick conversation today. Check out more great content like this at UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. Also, do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find podcasts. Please do us a huge favor and visit our sponsor, ARS Construction, at AdvancedRoofSYS.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay grateful, stay successful, and be free.
If you'd like to be a guest or a host in your city, please contact us at UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. Music by Harris Heller.
Is your rental business not running quite the way you hoped? Are tenant problems becoming, well, your problem? Are you skeptical about turning over your rental portfolio to a property manager? Meet Mark Dolfini, landlord coach, full-time real estate investor, and best-selling author of the book, The Time Wealthy Investor 2.0. Mark once thought that real estate investing was the best way to quit his job and become his own boss. The trouble was, he ended up working more hours than ever and ended up working for the worst boss in the world, himself. With lots of help, learning, and trial and error, Mark has turned his once 20-hour-per-day real estate job into a 2-hour-per-week real estate business, and he'd like to share his secrets with you so you can do the same. Head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for Mark's free quick start kit. Look, money's important, no doubt, but time is the holy grail. If you're ready to have the passive income real estate business you've always dreamed of, if you want more money and time in your life, if you want actual freedom on your calendar, if you want time wealth, head on over to landlordcoach.com/STL for your free quick start kit. That's landlordcoach.com/STL. Remember, if you don't place a value on your time, someone else will.